Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, well, you know, we were just talking about the jump from almost near out of space. And I thought, oh, my goodness. Gosh, if you didn't listen to that, you need to get God's perspective on how he sees you, how his eyes are upon you, and what his perspective is from heaven. It was so, so good and so amazing.
Yeah,
but you know, Pat, I was thinking about, you know, this whole jumping thing. It still's got me a little bit, you know, a little shaky here in my boots here. Do you remember the time, that we went down the river? And we saw a tree. And for some reason, I don't know whose idea that was. Maybe it was Chris.
I don't know
whose idea that was.
It wasn't my idea. I was just there.
We're floating down this river, this lazy, dirty river, in a nice raft. Mm-hmm. And we see this tree that's half broken. This is a monstrous tree now. It's mm-hmm. pretty huge.
Right.
And it was broken, not completely, but it was broken. Mm-hmm. And it was broken in a way that you could actually climb and walk up the tree. Mm-hmm. And we started seeing that people were jumping off of this tree. Mm-hmm. Now, when I saw it, I thought,
Wasn't there a rope?
Well, on one side, there was a rope for another kind of tree. But on this particular tree, they were side by side. This particular tree.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember, people were walking up this tree, which
right.
I look back and think, what? See, this was many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Many, many, many years ago. But wisdom would have been good at this moment. Wisdom would have been good.
Yeah.
But you're walking barefooted up this tree. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty big tree now. It's like, it's really huge. But mm-hmm. but still, we're walking on this tree when we're seeing these people jump from this tree, thinking, oh, that looks too cool. Mm-hmm. And this part of the river, I guess, was deep, so they weren't hitting bottom yet. Mm-hmm. But they were just jumping.
Yeah.
And I don't know who was the first one to run up there. I think it was Chris.
I believe it was me.
So we went up there, and we're climbing up this tree, and I'm noticing we're getting higher and higher. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, this ain't good. This is not good. That'd be about 20 feet.
At least. 25 feet. Yeah.
Yeah, you think 20 feet's not that high. I'm thinking about this guy jumping out of 128,000 feet.
Yeah, looking up, it doesn't look high. Looking down,
oh my
different
goodness.
Story.
And you're falling into water. It's not like you're... You can't really, like, hurt yourself, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
No, you can. Yes, you can.
Yeah. I remember when I jumped out, I was looking at the water.
You went face first?
And I did a face plant.
Oh,
my gosh. Well, needless to say, I think we all survived it. But there was a point there where you're thinking, you can't walk down from here. You got to jump. You got to jump. Mm-hmm. And I think, Chris, I think you even have a picture of me jumping. I'll have to get that picture from you again. But it was amazing how we just jumped off of there. It was like, here it is. I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, faith is a lot of times just like that, you know, where, you know, fear is the opposite of faith. Mm-hmm. And it'll try to creep up on you. And even though you've seen someone else do it, you know, you can't operate off of someone else's faith.
Right.
You know, you have been given a measure of faith. Each one of us, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you've been given a measure of faith, and you can't ride off of someone else's faith. I mean, when I was up there, I had to decide, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I couldn't use someone else's faith. I had to decide whether I was going to challenge this fear that was creeping. Uh-oh, this is not going to be good. You know, I remember falling. You ever like, falling in a dream, because I've never fallen like this before, but just like you feel like you're mm-hmm. never going to land. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, oh, well, this is how it felt like when I was like, oh my goodness, when am I going to land? I'm not going to hit. Mm-hmm. This is what it felt like. It's just like your heart and you just get fluttered like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. But that's what it's like when you're stepping out and you're stepping out and you're trusting God. You know, you've got to move in faith. You can't move in fear. Mm-hmm. And you have to deal with that fear, because fear will always try to come against the very thing that God's called you to do. Try to sow doubt in you, or try to get you to look at what ifs. You know, what ifs are really bad. You know, what if this and what if that and what if this and what if that? It's like, ugh, what about God?
Mm-hmm.
But what about God? If you focus on fear, you'll never jump.
Right.
But if you focus on your faith, and if you focus on your vision, and you focus on what God's called you to do, and you focus on what God's word says, you're not jumping blindly. You're jumping on the solid rock. You're jumping on what is true, what is right. And that's God, his word. He's dependable. He's faithful. So I want to encourage you that no matter what you're looking at, you're facing, you know, it's okay to trust God. It's okay to believe God. It's okay to exercise your faith, because faith must be exercised.
Mm-hmm.
It must be exercised. It must be employed. It must be activated. And let me tell you, when you do that, you're going to see incredible things happen. You know, what did John G. Lake say? He says, you know, God calls you to do something, step out in bold faith, and he'll meet you every time.
That's right.
This is a man that was...